Welcome to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper Capital reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and hosted by Montana Public Radio's senior news analyst, Sally Mauch.
Well, Chuck, the latest campaign finance reports are out, and they show Republican Ryan Zinke in the U.S. House race has raised a boatload of money and way more than his Democratic opponent, John Lewis.
Yes, Zinke, according to the reports that came out this week, raised $1.9 million in the last 3 months, and that's more than John Lewis has raised in the entire campaign. It was a stunning total because way more than he'd raised in any other period. And frankly, I don't think we've ever seen quite like that in a House race. We're waiting to do a further analysis of how much of the money came from in-state versus out-of-state. Zinke, I think, said about 30 or 35% was Montana money and the rest was out of state. But it's any way you cut it, it's a lot of money. The Democrats were quick to sort of trash it, saying that Zinke hires these, quote, shady, unquote, out-of-state fundraising outfits that charge a lot for raising money. And they have kind of a set group of people they mail their appeals to. Even so, it's a pretty phenomenal amount of money, and we'll see how he uses it.
Well, of course, a lot of that money on both sides is being used on television ads, and we have a new one from both sides. And let's listen. This first one is a new ad from John Lewis.
Two Montanans, two different records on guns. Leading gun rights groups say do not trust Ryan Zinke's claims. Zinke supported gun control, a state senator, and voted to restrict hunters' rights. Zinke even bragged about voting against the NRA. The NRA gave John Lewis the highest rating for Congress. Lewis will defend the Second Amendment and defend public access for Montanans.
I'm John Lewis, and I approve this message.
And it's interesting, Chuck, for John Lewis to go after Ryan Zinke on gun control because, as we've said before, they both basically oppose any new gun control.
Yeah, that's the fact. And they both support current federal law, which includes the Brady Law passed in 1994 that provides for background checks for people that are buying guns from sporting goods stores, although there are no background checks when you buy guns at gun shows. What's interesting here is a couple things. In fact, Lewis did get a better score from the NRA than did Zinke. He got an A and Zinke got an A-, although, in fact, the best score you can get is an A+. Now, that's maybe quibbling, but Zinke got written down by some gun groups because he initially opposed the sale of 50 caliber guns. And then he later has changed his position after talking to Montanans who've decided they do want to see those sold. So he got knocked down because of that. And also the bragging that he went against the NRA came from comments he made in the Kalispell debate in May, in which he said he opposed an NRA bill that would have taken away the power from the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission to decide what kind of ammunition and fishing tackle can be sold in Montana.
Well, Zinke has a new ad out that features an official with the National Rifle Association, and let's listen to that.
A quote from David Keene. John Lewis is running for Congress in Montana, so naturally says he's pro-gun. Don't be fooled. Congressman Steny Hoyer, whom I know well, admits he wants John Lewis in Washington to help him, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama get their anti-gun legislation passed. I know Ryan Zinke personally. He'll work to defeat the gun grabbers' agenda. Trust Ryan Zinke.
I'm Ryan Zinke, and I approve this message.
And Chuck, it's hard to know what effect, if any, these ads will have on voters. This ad does have a photo of John Lewis with Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama, an association that Republicans think would hurt him, I assume, in Montana.
Yes, and Lewis did get money from Nancy Pelosi, and Hoyer appeared at a fundraiser for Lewis. But I think it's safe to say that does not mean John Lewis is for gun control. He's stated repeatedly that he's not, so it's sort of guilt by association.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, in the U.S. Senate race, Democrat Amanda Curtis finally unveiled her first TV ad. Let's listen to that.
I'm Amanda Curtis, and I approved this message. We all know that it's not people like us who get to make the decisions in Washington, D.C. I'm Amanda Curtis, The only way to change Washington is to elect folks who know what it's like when times are tough. I come from a family that's a lot like most other Montana families. And the reason that I've stepped up to the plate is the chance to be the voice for working families like mine. I'm Amanda Curtis, and working Montanans deserve one of us in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I think this ad, Mike, more than anything, wants to get voters to learn her name. She says it three times in this 30-second ad.
You know, this is an introductory type ad that we often see from candidates, but usually when you're running for the U.S. Senate, this is the type of ad you run like in March or April or February or a year before the election. And of course, Amanda Curtis didn't have that option since she just became a candidate 8 or 9 weeks ago in late August. So now she's running that type of ad because there's a lot of people in Montana who really have no idea who Amanda Curtis is, what she looks like, what she stands for. So this is what you do. Of course, we only have 2.5 weeks into the election, so she's kind of behind the eight ball.
But she will be debating her opponent, Republican Steve Daines, Monday night, and there will be two debates the next night. There will be one in Sydney, so that will be a chance, certainly, for voters to compare and contrast the two candidates in the Senate race.
It'll be the only chance, I think, that voters statewide will have a chance to see them side by side. Monday, that debate will be televised on the MTN stations, so people will see them answering questions live and see how they do. The next night in Sydney, next Tuesday, that one will be on some radio stations, and I'm not sure how widespread it will be. And so that one, more of a regional look. But the big one is Monday night, and it's the only chance, really, I think, for Curtis to make an impression on voters. And she remains a pretty big underdog.
And we should mention that television debate will be broadcast live at 6 o'clock on MTN and also on PBS, public television. And then Montana Public Radio will have a tape delayed broadcast of that debate at 7:30 Monday night. So voters can tune into that. And there is a new poll out that shows there is, as expected, a pretty wide gap in the Senate race and maybe a tightening gap in the House race, Mike.
That's right. This is the MSU Billings does a poll conducted by students under the direction of their professors every year. It came out today. In the Senate race, we have Steve Daines with 47%, Amanda Curtis with about 31%, and about 20% undecided. I'm not surprised at all by these numbers. The only thing that's a little surprising is Daines is under 50%. But still, both these candidates are not that widely known. Daines certainly more than Curtis. Now, in the House race, it's a little tighter, shall we say. We have Zinke with 40%, Lewis 33%, and 25% undecided. But if you're Ryan Zinke, I think you still got to feel pretty good about these results if they're accurate. Because with that 25% undecided, even if it breaks strongly for Lewis, say 15 and 10, Zinke still wins.
There is an issue on the ballot called LR-126, and this is a measure that would end Election Day voter registration in Montana. And the opponents of this have an ad out. Let's listen to that.
Who should be denied their right to vote? A senior? A veteran? A rancher? A vote for LR-126 could stop any of them from voting, even you. Because it eliminates Montana's Election Day registration law, making it easier for politicians to prevent eligible voters from casting a ballot. Montana has some of the best-run elections in the country, so why fix what's not broken? Protect your constitutional right to vote. Vote no on LR-126.
And this is a measure, Mike, that really is supported by Republicans. They want to eliminate Election Day voter registration and opposed by Democrats. And it's interesting that it's a party line issue.
Yes, it is. And Democrats, I think, traditionally have had a better ground game at getting people to the polls on Election Day. Now, this particular referendum, the campaign against it, is very well organized. They've got over $150,000 on their initial report. It's a whole coalition of groups that often ally with the Democratic Party. The campaign for it is basically non-existent. There was a group that was formed. It hasn't raised a single penny or spent anything at all. And I think that Republicans just put this on the ballot and then just kind of forgot about it and just figured they'd make their opponents spend some money to defeat it, I guess.
Well, Chuck, I think people are starting to pay attention to the election. The bombardment of ads is going to increase, and you certainly see more signs up in people's yards. And you see people wandering around hoping to get people to the polls, some voter recruitment efforts going on. And certainly now's the time that people are really, if they are going to pay attention to this election, start to do it right now.
Yes, this is the time where the party's ground game comes into play, sending more people around to drop off flyers at the doors. Calling people, undecided voters, or those who have absentee ballots who haven't sent them in. And the parties actually track these. If you get an absentee ballot, and as soon as you send it in, you quit getting calls and flyers, you're a voter who can't be persuaded. But for those who have absentee ballots that are still sitting on the kitchen table, you're going to keep getting bombarded with phone calls and flyers until you turn them in. And this is the time when they try to persuade last-minute voters.
This is a season when I'm really glad I have caller ID on my phone.
Me too.
And we're heading into another gorgeous fall weekend, and I hope we all get out to enjoy it. And Chuck and Mike will reconvene next week. Thank you.
Yes, we will. See you then.
Thanks, Sally.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capital reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and hosted by Montana Public Radio senior news analyst Sally Mock. We hope you'll join us next week. And don't forget, Campaign Beat is available to listen to and share on our webpage at mtpr.org.